The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Yuma Daf Pei Zayin. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin with Beis that Averish Min Odom Machaveroi Yom Kippur cannot be Machaper until the person asks Mechila from his friend, from the person he ba'avled. And the Gemara Daf Pei Zayin tells us that Rav had an incident with a certain Tavcha, with a certain butcher, and that person did not come to ask him Mechila. So on Erev Yom Kippur, Rav went to this person in order to make himself available for that person to go ahead and to ask Rav Mechila. This inyan of asking Mechila before Yom Kippur is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Vav, and the Mechaber says, Averish ben Odom Mechaveri Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Shiefaisen, that Averish ben Odom Mechaveri Yom Kippur cannot be Mechaper until he is Mephais, his friend, he asks for Mechila, and his friend is Nisratza. And the Mishneh Berurah explains that the reason why this halacha is brought over here in Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur is because Avad Shani Vais Hashana, there's a chiv to go ahead and ask Mechila from your friends. But if a person is busy, a person doesn't have time to go ahead and to ask Mechila and to be Mesadr his Inyonim on the Mechaveret, he can wait. Push it off till tomorrow, push it off to next week, push it off to next month. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, where on Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, lifnei Hashem titaru, that a person has to take care of all of his inyanim, all of his averis. He has to do tshuva before Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give him the taira and the kapara of Yom Kippur. So therefore, for that reason, because there's a mitzvah mesader all your inyanim by Yom Kippur, so a person can no longer push off the bakashas mechila. And when it comes Erev Yom Kippur, he has to go ahead and ask mechila from his friends. And that's why this halacha is brought in the halachas of Erev Yom Kippur. The Rosh over here in our Gemara brings a different reason why there's a chiv to go ahead and ask mechila on Erev Yom Kippur. In other words, besides the tshuva aspect, that Avad Yom Kippur is a yev slichu mechila, and one cannot get slichu mechila for an aveira or mechaveira until he asks mechila, but the Rosh says like this, V'amrina nami hosam, it says in our Gemara, Rav havlei milsa b'hadehu tabcha, Rav had an incident with his butcher, not to lay tracy achi de shata, he waited for him an entire year, v'loi also he didn't come. Kimotu mali yemin de kippuri. When it came Erev Yom Kippur, Rav said, I'm going to go to him. And the Rosh says, why? Kidei shiyu leiv kol Yisrael sholim im chaveri. That is a bazundra din on Yom Kippur, that everybody should be sholim, one with the other. That there should not be any fights between Klal Yisrael. And he brings a pirkei de Eliezer. Roa Samuel sholim motza chet bi Yisrael Yom Kippur. That Samuel, the Satan, sees that there's no Averis by Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. V'omer, and he says, Rebbein ha'ilam, yesh tocha am echad k'malachi ha'sharis. You have one nation which are like malachim, like angels. Ma malachi ha'sharis yechefe regel, the same way malachi ha'sharis go barefoot, at Yisrael yechefe regel, b'yem ha'kippurim. They don't bend their knees. Kach Yisrael ain't them alag leim b'yom kippur. Klal Yisrael stands on their feet on Yom Kippur, and that's a minhag which some people have to stand the entire Yom Kippur. Mam lach hasharis ain't them achilu shtia. Af Yisrael came b'yom kippur, they don't eat and drink. Mam malach hasharis simas shalom b'neim. The same way that malach hasharis have peace between them, af Yisrael b'yom kippurim came. Klal Yisrael also has peace between them. Ma malachi ha'shores, nikiyim mikol chetz, af Yisrael kein, v'yoyim ha'kipurim. So we see from this medrash that the inyan of bakashas mechila is not only for the kapara of Yom Kippur, but because on Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael has to be medamah to malachim, the same way malachim do not have any fights between them, so to Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippur do not have any fights between them. And we say this in Musaf, that we describe Yom Kippur as a yom she'ein b'kinah v'sachras, a day without jealousy or fighting, yom simas ava v'reyos, it's a day when there is love and friendship between Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Bakashas Mechila not only has to do with the Kapara per se of Yom Kippur, the individual person's Kapara, to go ahead and Mechaber and Zaveris, but the general Kapara of Klal Yisrael, which is brought out by the fact that Klal Yisrael is Kemay Malachim, that Klal Yisrael is like the angels in various aspects. One of those aspects are the fact that the Shalom Beinam, and in order to facilitate the Shalom Beinam, Mechila has to be asked in order to aid the general Mechila of Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. And L'chayri can be daik from the Rosh, that the Rosh brings this time after the story of Rav, because Rav went to the Tabach. Rav went, he was the person who was hurt in the story. He went to the offender to make it easier for the offender to ask Mechila. Now, L'chaira, it's the whole reason to ask Mechila on Erev Yom Kippur is for a person's private ruchnius, that he should have to get a kapara of his averis. So why does the person who was hurt have to go ahead and be mamtzi himself, make himself available to the offender? If the offender wants to go ahead and ask Mechila, good. If he doesn't care about his ruchnius, why do I have to go and make myself available? So the Rosh says, very geschmack, that the reason why Rav went was, Ezel Ana, I'm going to go myself, V'apikle midaite, and I'm going to get it out of his mind, K'dei she'ili liya leiv kol Yisrael sholim v'mchaveri. That Rav went, because Rav also had a need that this person should ask Mechila from Rav. Because for the kapara of the entire Klal Yisrael, which means that the whole entire Klal Yisrael should be b'shalim with each other, so therefore Rav also needs that the person should ask him Mechila. So therefore, Rav made himself available to make it easier for that person to ask him Mechila because of, not because it's the concern of that person's ruchnius per se, but out of his concern for the ruchnius and the madrei of malachim for the entire Klal Yisrael. In Sefer Halicha Shleima, Rav Shleima Zalman Me'arbach Zatzal makes 2 points about the inyan of Bakashas Mechila. First of all, he says that very often people go Erev Yom Kippur, and they say to their friends, are you meichel me? Are you meichel me? Are you meichel me? And the person goes ahead and he nods yes. Rav Shleima Zalman says that this Bakashas Mechila is only adequate for a Pegia Kala, for small things which people went ahead and did to each other. So even though you were not Mefari Techet, you did not say exactly what you did wrong, you yourself might not even remember what you did wrong, he doesn't really realize what the repercussions he might have suffered because of you are, but if you ask Mechila, and he says, yeah, I'm Michael, so that's like Rosh Leib Zalman, that helps for a Pegia Kala, for small things, for small insults, things which are insignificant in the broader picture and non-lasting in the broader picture. However, for the real hezek, which a person caused somebody else, which at this moment, either the person who's being meichel or the person who's asking mechil do not have in mind, this generic, are you meichel me, are you not meichel me, is not sufficient to get a mechila for that type of pegia, for that type of aveir or other machaveri. Small things, it's enough. For large things, then one has to be mefarat to chet, one has to say what it is, and one has to go ahead and ask a proper mechila. And the same is true for the nusach that we say in Tefillah Zakah. That the nusach that we say in Tefillah Zakah, that we're meichel everybody, and everyone should be meichel us, and we daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and everyone should be meichel us, again, that helps for the small things, it does not help for larger or significant things. Today, in many machzorim, although in Tefillah Zakah, originally the Bakashas Mechila was placed at the end of the Tefillah Zakah, the Mishnah Brura recommended that one makes sure they say it, and therefore today in many Machzerim, it's been put towards the beginning of Tefillah Zakah in order to facilitate those people who are running late and do not end up saying the entire Tefillah Zakah, that they should zicha say the chalik when they're meichel everybody else, because being meichel everybody else is the gear to the ruchnius of the entire Kali Yisrael. The way we're learning now, with this fact that a person says that I am meichel everybody, it's instrumental in Klal Yisrael getting a good din on Yom Kippur. Because the Klal Yisrael's din on Yom Kippur comes out good because Samuel, the Malach HaMekatrik, the Satan himself, says that Klal Yisrael is David to Malachim, which needs the Simas Av of Areis, which needs the Sholem Beinayim, if we were to leave the Bakoshas Mechila, the being Meichel everybody, and it's feel that everyone should be Meichel you, to the end of Tefillah Zakah, many people might not have the benefit of saying it, and that could affect the kapara of the entire Klal Yisrael. The next thing which Shleima Zalman Zatzal brings down Halicha Shleima is Negea to the famous Halacha in Chofetz Chaim about Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim paskins that if somebody spoke Lashon Hara about his friends, so depending on whether the words that he said caused damage or not, so the Aveir of Lashon Hara could be an Aveir of Adam HaMakim or an Aveir of Adam HaChaveri. If one spoke Lashon Hara about his friends and the words were not Miskabel, so then the Lashon Hara is only an Aveir Ben Adam LeMakim. There were no ramifications. The person was not hurt by your words in any which way. It cannot be categorized as an Aveira Bein Adam L'Chaveire. However, it's still an Aveira Bein Adam L'Mokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want Yidden to speak negatively of each other, and therefore one does tshuva like I do for all there to Adam L'Mokim. However, if a person spoke Lashon Hara, and because of that Lashon Hara, some damage, some detriment, some uncomfortableness came to the person who the Lashon Hara was spoken about, so then the Chofetz Chaim says that it becomes an Aveir v'Odom l'Chaveri, sha'afilu Yom Kippur v'Yom HaMisa eib mechaper, that even Yom Kippur and the HaMisa cannot be mechaper, ad she'yirat es chaveri, until he asks for mechila. Al kains of the Chofetz Chaim, klal dal, halacha yudbeis, tzorach levakesh mechila mechaveri al zeh, one has to ask for mechila, and once the person is mispayes, is meichel, so then he's left with aveir v'adam l'makim, and he'll do a proper tshuva on that. What happens if the person does not know that this Lashon Hara was spoken against him, or he does not know that you were the one who spoke the Lashon Hara against him? So then the Chofetz Chaim says that you have to go over to him, and you have to tell him, listen, I spoke Lashon Hara against you. It was me. And if you do not own up to the fact and ask him mechila, so then you cannot have a kapara. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim says that even if the person knows nothing about it, in order to get a kapara, you have to tell the person that you spoke negatively about him, and you have to ask him mechila. And the Chofetz Chaim says, and therefore it's very difficult to do tshuva for Lashon Hara. First of all, who remembers all the people that spoke Lashon Hara about? Second of all, if you do remember, most people will be terribly embarrassed to go ahead and to ask mechila if the other person doesn't even know it was them, doesn't even know that it happens whatsoever. But Al Kopon of the Chofetz Chaim says that if there was damage, there is it's an Aveir v'Adam l'Chaveri, and Mechila must be asked, even if the person knows nothing about it, one has to be Megala what happened and ask Mechila. It's Bavust that Rabbi Shaul Salanter once met the Chofetz Chaim, and he told the Chofetz Chaim that he argues on this psak. And he says that just because a person wants a kapara, that does not mean that he has the right to go ahead and to be mitzta'er his friends. By telling the person, listen, I know that I spoke Lashon Hara about you, I know that I messed you up, the whole town is talking about you, it's all my fault, which will obviously cause a tremendous amount of tzar to the person that's being told. It's almost like being frum on Yenis Cheshbon. that to go ahead for me to get my kapara, to go ahead and make him in pain, to cause him hurt and discomfort, so that's not a heter in my, that's not a heter for me to hurt him in order to get a kapara. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim, therefore the Rishos Lahav told Chafetz Chaim that he holds that one does not have to ask mechila, one can stand do tshuva. Shloim Zalman Orbech Zatzal Alicha Shloim Pasim Zuk of Rishos Lahav. He says, "Mishasipu Lashon Hara Chaverei." So to spoke Lashon Hara about his friends, then Chaverei Yedea Mize, and the other person does not know about it. If Yigal Loi Hadovar Kdei Levakish Mechilasa Yitzayir Halod B'Shomay Alkach. If the person is going to be in pain, be pained by hearing over this entire story, so then lo yigal lo yisadavar, he should not reveal that he spoke the lashon hara, and he should just do tshuva ben adam l'makayim, and he should not ask him mechila. That is the psak of the of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and of Rishloim Zalman Orbach. Rishloim Zalman points out that the Mishnah Berurah says, B'shein the Morgan Avram, that if by asking mechila to the person, you're going to embarrass the person, so then the Mishnah Berurah also says that one does not have to ask mechila. I should say one should not ask mechila. He says, V'shaz nakosh mechila, tzorach lefarik ma'ashachot al-chaverik. He has to mefarik what he did to his friends. So really the Chofetz Chaim is talking about a case over here where you can ask him a chila but you're not going to tell him what you did. In a case where the person will have a busha if you tell him what you did. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, there's two steps. First of all, that even tsar is enough, that if it will be uncomfortable, that's enough to make you not be mefarat the chetz. And the second chiddush is, they don't even have to ask. According to the Chofetz Chaim, you have to ask without saying what the chet is, and you only offer from saying what the chet is if the person can be embarrassed. According to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Rishos Lanter, you don't even have to ask, and even if it's only going to cause him pain, one does not have to ask. I just wanted to say one more nekuda over here. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Chayvul Mazik, so the Rambam in Perikei Halacha Test is very different. The Rambam says that there's a difference between Mazik Momoin and Chayvul B'Chaveiroi Mazik is Guf. If you're Mazik Momoin, Kivin Shesh Shilem, Mashu Chayv L'Shalim Neskaperloi, as soon as you pay him, then you have a Kapara. But if you chayil b'chaveira, you cause him physical damage, so that even though you paid him, you're not mechaper until you ask him mechila. So the Lechem Mishnah is medayik, that it seems that if you mazik as chaveira, you don't even have to ask him mechila. As soon as you pay him back, so then that's already enough. You do not, as long as you pay the money of the damages, you do not have to even ask him mechila. And the Lechem Mishnah explains that by a ganef, where he got hano, he took it into his rishus, and he caused a tremendous amount of tsar. Really, I should back up a step. The Rambam is contrasting being mazik mamon and mazik haguf. That by mazik mamon, one pays back and one does not have to ask mechila. By mazik haguf, the Rambam says you have to ask mechila. The Lechem Mishnah points out that if a person steals from somebody else, then it's often in Gemara that he has to go ahead and ask him mechila. So the Lechem Mishnah explains. He says that if you gave him tzar aguf, he has inflicted a lot of pain, then for sure you have to ask mechila. And if you're only mazik as mamon, if you were nana from it, you were a ganef, you took it for yourself, so then that's a tremendous avla and you have to ask mechila. Masha ein kein. If you were not you didn't hurt him physically, and you didn't take anything from him bal karchai, and you didn't have a hana for what you took away from him, you were just mazik his mumin, so you didn't really gain from it. It was a mistake, mistama, and you have to pay other mur loilam, but you weren't trying to take anything from him, you weren't nana from it, and it wasn't his body, so then it's leichter, and you do not have to ask mechila. So what coming out is that for gzeil you have to ask mechila, for Hezek HaGuf, you have to ask Mechila, but for Hezek Mamin, you do not have to ask Mechila. There's a very big nafkamina lahalacha, because the Shaila is sometimes, if somebody is mazik somebody, or he steals from somebody, so he's embarrassed. He wants the truth, he wants to get the money, he's embarrassed. Could you give back the money anonymously? Could you take the money, put some cash into his towel zekel, and without writing your name on it, put it there anonymously? So, L'chaira, Ramesh really talks about this in a tshuva, in Chayisha Mishpat 7 Peches. It depends whether there's a chiv to go ahead and ask Mechila. In other words, if you were Chayvel Memainai, where there's no chiv to ask Mechila, let's say you scratched his car. You're pulling out of the driveway and you scratched his car. So you figure out the damages, you take the cash, put it to his towel zekel, and he's paid back. Very good. Or you go to the store, and you pay his bill in the store, and good. Okay? So then you're done. You don't know who he is, he doesn't know who you are, but l'maisa, since you don't have to ask mechila, you paid up, you yaitzi your chiv. However, if you were mazik his guf, where you stole from him, so then you have to ask the mechila. So it breaks like this. If you stole from him, he doesn't even know about it, and you're paying him back before he knows about it. So he never had any tsar. So then you give him back the money, you don't have to ask Mechila. But if he knows he was stolen from the tsar, so then it's not enough to go ahead and to put the money back, you have to ask Mechila. Rabbi just points out that when you're giving back the money, you know, in the Talos Dekel method, you have to have a system that you know that he got paid back, that he actually got the money. But Al Koponim, Ramesha says that even by Gzela, if he doesn't know he was stolen from, and you're paying him back before he found out he was stolen from, he never had Tsar, so then it's enough to give him back without asking Mechila. So then you can give him back anonymously and not say who you are. Just to be Messiah, Rav Shlomo Zalman over here says that today we find Gevaldike Medachtike Mimitzis. Before Yom Kippur, many, many shailos about the Tainus. He said that unfortunately we don't ask as many shailos in Hilchas Tshuva as we do in Hilchas Tainus and other areas of Halacha. He said that there was once a Talmud Chacham in Shari Chesed, who lived next to near Shlomo Zalman, who people spoke not nicely about him. Shlomo Zalman said he expected Erev Yom Kippur there'd be lines out the door for people to go ahead and to ask Mechila. L'maisa, Shlomo Zalman pointed out that only one person showed up, and that person was Mamash the Tzaddik of Shari Chesed, somebody who Zich had never insulted the Talmud Chacham in his life. He was the only one who showed up to ask Mechila. So Shlomo Zalman says that when it comes in Kippur time, and we're working on our Diktuk HaMitzvahs to do the Mitzvah Yom Kilchasam, not only should we medaktik in the halachas of the Inuyim, but we should medaktik in the halachas of Tshuva and the halachas of Ritzui in order to achieve a proper kapara on Yom Kippur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.